everybody, welcome back to the TMT Podcast. This is episode 18. We've been away for a while, but that's alright, because fall is always in season. We'll always be here for you. And you know what? Things happened while we were away. Jamie went on vacation.
Yep.
I finally got a level 10 mastery in Smite, and I didn't get credit for it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Alright, so I'm a little salty about this, just a little.
A little peeved.
Because getting God to level 10, especially for the first time, is kind of...
It's hard.
A big deal.
I imagine.
Yeah. It's a lot of time to put in. So, I was in a game where, no matter what happened, as long as I was there, I was going to hit level 10. Like, I needed that few worshippers left.
As long as you were present.
Two members on our team quit.
Oh.
Towards the end.
Oh.
And yet, we were still in the game. Like, between me and the other two guys, we were somehow...
Still in the lead.
Keeping even.
You're holding it.
And we get to 4 to 5 tickets left, and the game quits on me and crashes.
Oh. Shit.
And I panicked. Like, no, 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 we're not doing this. And I jumped back in. So I logged up Smite, and I checked my profile, because it didn't send me directly into a game, so I checked my profile.
All right.
My team had won. And I was now level 10. With my first god. But here's the thing. Because I didn't have the game open because it crashed when this happened, it didn't give me the trophy for it.
Oh.
I've got a level 10 sitting here, but because the game wasn't logged in, I wasn't on the game because it crashed when I got the level 10,
yeah.
It didn't register me as being there and it didn't give me the trophy.
Damn. That sucks.
It does.
Okay.
And so that probably means I'm going to have to help another god to level 10 to get this trophy.
And what's your next closest god?
That would be Sirket, who's currently ranked 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you maybe just tried,
one of those days,
you know, playing one more game with the god you got to level 10, just to hope.
You know, I wonder if that would work. I haven't tried it yet. No, I said screw it and started leveling, mastering more gods. Because I also want to get 70 of them.
Yeah. That reminds me of something that I went through like a couple of months ago. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this, but I had like, there was like a month where my Xbox wasn't working like a normal Xbox should. And this was the month where...
Oh, so pretty normally.
Yeah. If you remember, it was the time when we were trying to play Assassin's Creed, and I kept joining the party, but I couldn't hear you and you couldn't hear me. And stuff like that. It was that kind of month. One of the things that was occurring during that month was I would do things in games and not get the achievements. I would... Like, at the time I was playing Halo Master Chief Collection. I was beating levels, but not getting, like, the achievements for doing it. And I also finished the final level of... Minecraft story mode and never got any of the achievements in that. And that was
not a single one.
No.
I mean, those are like unmissable.
Exactly. It's like I beat a chapter, nothing happens. I beat the next chapter, nothing happens. I beat the whole thing, nothing happens. And for someone like me who lives on achievements, I almost died.
You do. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad for you.
And then I think to end it all, I spent one night, because I was so desperate to play Assassin's Creed with you guys, I just spent like 4 hours rebooting my entire Xbox while you guys were already playing Assassin's Creed.
Because you just wanted to get the stuff.
And I think the best thing about it is...
I remember that, actually.
There's the Assassin's Creed video on Team Dabar YouTube channel. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And there's you constantly giving updates like, Jamie's still trying to get in while you guys are playing.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
I was just constantly checking messages like, alright, what's he doing now?
It's like you were the update for me. But...
I was Jamie's local service provider.
Yeah. But since then, Xbox has been running fine. So, you know, if the Xbox ever fucks up,
well,
just
reboot
the entire
thing. Well, you know, I had an interesting story with Xbox last night.
Oh.
So, the router I have has two... channels, I guess, of service.
Yeah.
5 gigabyte one and a 10 gigabyte one. You know, standard stuff anymore. The high speed one, the regular one.
Yeah.
My Xbox for a couple months now has been plugged into has been using a 10 gigabyte channel.
Hmm.
Or because, you know, that's supposed to be better, high power and faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, also my Xbox has been having the worst time getting anything done. Last night, this week, I tried to download Assassin's Creed again. I started Thursday.
Ooh.
It was at 34% Friday night.
Oh my god. Is this in the background while
other stuff is happening? So, out of... No, I just turned my Xbox off and left it to do its thing. It wasn't doing
it. Goddamn.
Yeah, it was rough. So then, out of his like pure spite, I guess, I switched it to my 5 GB channel, and it finished the download within an hour.
I said,
what? How does that work? Isn't that supposed to be... How? How does it work, Jamie? I don't get it. Isn't the better one supposed to be better?
That's how they trick you. They're like, buy this, it's better. Does it work as well? Well, no.
Apparently not, no.
That's how the world works, Dave. Better doesn't actually mean better.
Better just means you pay more.
Better just means more expensive.
Remember that thing? You get what you pay for,
yeah.
And now it doesn't work?
Yeah. You get what you pay for. I didn't pay for a piece of crap. Well, you got it.
You just paid for an expensive piece of crap.
Yeah. I see a lot of members of the Team Debar getting a bit salty sometimes about the way the Xbox functions with downloads and stuff.
Something about their stuff just went downhill, their service.
Yeah. It's like, hopefully when they get... I mean, the thing is now, they've brought out... The Xbox One S is out now, so you'd think at least that would be better now, but it's still not. Like
the S is already out?
It came out in August. But you'd think they would have...
Okay.
At the same time, they would think they would do new servers, better servers, you know. But they, for some reason, decided not to. Or... Well, obviously they haven't, or else you wouldn't be experiencing the problem you had.
Yeah, or else this wouldn't be a thing. Like, was my internet too good? Is that the problem?
They're like, this is good internet, guys. We can't deal with this.
It's too much. His tunes are too righteous.
Yeah. Hopefully when they get to the point, like next holiday, like holiday 2017, when they're bringing out Project Scorpio, mm-hmm. Hopefully at that point they're like, okay, now we've figured it out. Now we know
what we're doing. Guys, we figured out what we're doing wrong. We weren't prepared for too good internet.
But now we are. With this Xbox. Apparently...
Yeah. With the newest Xbox Double S.
With the Xbox Triple X. Wait. I love the fact with the Xboxes, the entire naming process doesn't make a bit of sense. Like, there's no order to it.
I mean, does the naming process for any console except for the PS4 make sense? That's the other one that makes vague sense. And I hate to say it, but the name the PlayStation 4 is kind of boring.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, they could have been, you know...
I mean, look at the Xbox... You have the Xbox One.
Yeah, the Xbox One. Or
you have the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
The Nintendo GameCube to the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah. Now
you have Xbox Scorpio.
Yeah. Project Scorpio.
Scorpio.
It's not even... They haven't even said Xbox Scorpio, it's Project Scorpio. Which is even stranger, in my opinion.
No, I'm calling it Xbox Scorpio. Because that just sounds funny.
Yeah. Apparently, according to recent news, there's a big belief that Project Scorpio might be Microsoft's last console. Like, that might be their, like...
You see, I heard that. And I even listened to Rooster Teeth's article on it to hear the direct quote. Because they're good about providing direct quotes. And the way it sounded, it wasn't that they want this to be their last console as much as... They're not getting on the console as much as they just want to stop selling consoles and they'll just have one permanent upgradable thing, almost like a super PC.
Ah, so they just want to give you a memory card. They just want to give you
a card. The way it sounds is like, yeah, like...
But you can just put more stuff into it.
It's like, maybe I'll have to hear it again, but the way it sounded is in... They want one more piece of software just continuously improves, or hardware, my bad.
Yeah.
Hardware just continuously improves.
Does that mean that's what Project Scorpio is going to be? It's going to be a device that continuously gets better?
That's what they want it to be. As to whether or not that's actually possible is beyond me.
If it's possible, you'd think they at this point they would already be able to do that, you know? Like, if it's possible, yeah, how come it hasn't already been done?
Jamie, you're applying logic.
Oh,
Stop doing that.
Sorry,
what have we told you about applying
logic? I live in the world where better means better. I probably shouldn't be in that world.
Yeah, remember, Jamie, just because you bought paid for it doesn't mean it's better.
The logical world doesn't exist in this universe.
There is no law. In this universe, in any universe, logic is for the weak.
Logic is for the weak and the rich. But anyway, as you said earlier...
Yeah, anyway.
I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, and in that time, stuff's happened.
Yeah, it has. Jamie got married.
Yeah. I went to Vegas, apparently.
Vegas isn't the only place you can get married quickly.
It's the only place I'd want to get married quickly. I'll give you...
No? You don't have anywhere else on the radar?
No way. Someone said to me, let's get married in Scotland. I'd tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, but that's not because it'd be a place to get married quickly. It's just because you hate Scotland.
Exactly. Give me one place. Tell me. There's not many places that I like enough to get married in.
London?
Nah. Too many pigeons.
Really? You don't like the home of your great English infrastructure?
I don't like the home of anything, really.
You racist.
Apparently so.
Jamie, racist against everyone, even his own people. At least he's honest.
My general rule is I wake up and I'm thinking, who's on the list to offend today? It's the Donald Trump logic.
That sounds like Jamie. let's not go there.
I actually do want to talk about one really dumb thing that he did recently.
I'm afraid to say, but okay.
Did you see the thing where he basically implied to his people, I guess, that if Hillary wins, they should shoot her?
Jamie, that's all like the media talks about. I don't even get to hear about the Olympics anymore.
Yeah, the Olympics doesn't happen when Donald Trump is making a speech. But yeah, that's one of the few things that, in my 2 weeks away, that I, one of the few bits of information that I was able to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because literally...
Information about Donald Trump, what really matters.
Yeah. What it is, this is the problem with England, right? Is that if you go towards any seaside, internet just disappears. Internet and signal doesn't exist in holiday destinations.
Because there probably aren't cell towers out there.
Probably, yeah. They have a lot of wind turbines, though. But
maybe if the wind turbines can make internet.
Maybe. Just connect your phone to it. Get me internet. This is... Please take...
This is something I demand.
Sir, please unplug your mobile from the windmill. You're not going to get internet from a windmill. But... So yeah, so there was only a few odd times where I'd walk into a place and it'd be like, hey, look, signal. And whenever I'd go, I'd like immediately update Twitter and I'd see very brief stuff. My go-to is to update Twitter, then Facebook, and then Pokemon Go.
Jamie is like Robinson Crusoe.
Funny. I'd be on a desert island, I'd be looking at my phone being like, if only I could update Twitter.
Who cares if I'm starving? I need to let them know that I don't like this. I must
retreat. I always want...
Cannot upvote far enough.
Yeah. But that... So, yeah, like... So, that'd be you know, you'd be walking through a forest, and all of a sudden you'd get the, you know, you'd get the tree internet, which just happens. And you'd update Twitter, and usually the first thing would be about 60,000 people retweeting Donald Trump saying something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was that, and...
That's rather telling.
Yeah. It says a thing about the, I mean, I'll say this, unlike any other time in American politics, it's this current, like, politics, this campaign...
Political season.
Yeah, has really taken the entire world. This is the year where people got...
That's even worse.
Yeah.
This is the year people are interested in America. Not because we've done something good, but because of what comes out.
I'll say it a bit further. This is the year where people were interested in other countries' politics, because... A few months ago, America was all, like, talking about the EU and shit.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like that's a bit more important than...
Than
Donald Trump does with his warning.
Than just the next president. The thing about your country right now is it's in a kind of state where there's no good option for you.
No, there isn't really.
That's a real worrying thing.
At least you don't live here.
Yeah.
It's like terrifying for me. I wake up, I'm having an okay day, I'm doing stuff, and all of a sudden at some point in my brain, either someone says something or it just like occurs, like, I have to deal with something very bad in the future.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about
it. You're thinking to yourself, in like a month's time, I'm going to be in a place and I'm going to have to make a mark on a bit of paper. And none of the people and none of the options are good. It's like if you went into a fast food restaurant and they basically said to you, none of the food you like is available, but you still have to order something.
Oh, that is terrible.
It's basically a rock and a hard place, but the hard place and the rock are both strapped with dynamite.
Wait, what? What am I expecting to do with this rock that dynamite's involved?
Yeah. I don't know. I should talk about politics. I feel like I'm very good at it. I'm very good at making...
Is that so?
Probably not. But anyway, I was going to say that in the 2 weeks that I was, you know, walking in forests looking for internet... One of the things that happened was was a little old game came out. A little old space game came out.
Oh, No Man's Sky. I actually had to think about that one. I was like, man, game came out. I know this. Don't, I should know
I
this.
I know this.
And yes, I do know it.
You do know it.
And I pre-ordered it because... I figured, you know what, it's a space game. If it's half like Elite Dangerous, then I'll be happy.
It's a space game, and I'm Dave. This works. This makes sense.
Pretty much. That's about what it came down to.
Yeah. I remember the first day I got back, I made a tweet, and it was like, should I get No Man's Sky? And I think you were one of the comments.
And Charlie answered for me.
Yeah. Basically just saying, watch, find out, you'll see. And I did download it, and the first thing you said to me is, I'm surprised, because I didn't think you'd like it.
Yeah, I've never thought of you as much of a space person. Because what I told you was, if you're into space, go for it, otherwise wait. Because right now, it's the space aspect that's appealing to people.
That's the thing about me, though, because the bit that appeals to me is just taking pictures of animals and like putting it in a book. The space stuff just creeps me out, to be honest. I was
really
one of the first things I did was I did my pulse thing where you hold down both bumpers and just zoom off.
Sort of like,
but the game
system speed travel.
But the game hadn't told me I could stop that, so it started happening. I was pressing almost every button, and I was just like,
and you never thought to hit the button that's usually cancel in a game, the circle button.
I did not. I was just pressing every other button. I was putting on triggers. I was doing this. Nothing was happening. And I was watching the thing go up. And I was just like, well, this sucks. And I was just like flying off. if the day comes where, like, space travel becomes a thing, that'll happen to me. I will get my spaceship, and I will just zoom off into space. Like, that episode...
That's just in. JB is never getting a spaceship.
Like that episode of Futurama. That's literally my thought, was just, what's going to happen? Am I just going to stay here? And luckily for me, the fuel ran out. So, but... Imagine getting a spaceship. Right now, imagine filling it up the entire way with fuel for the pulse thing. And then it running out, and that's how you stop. Because that's how I stopped.
I do not understand your world.
I got journey milestones for traveling distances, and I basically just put my controller down, took a picture and uploaded it to Twitter, and I just basically just wept.
I can't believe you.
It was a fun experience, and then the second time I got here, I immediately pressed the right button. I was like, oh, I could have done that. I didn't have to try.
And you're like, oh, wait, yeah, this is a thing.
And the best thing was, when my ship got out of the thing, I was really far away from the planet I wanted to go to, but I was too scared to use that thing again, so I just flew at normal speed towards the planet. It took me about half an hour.
Did you know you can also hold B to boost for, like, a sub?
Yeah, I did the circle, but it still took me about half an hour. It would have taken me about a week, I think it said, if I didn't do that. But yeah, that was my first experience of space. Luckily, it did improve after that. I'll give it that. It did get better.
Yeah, once you figured out, oh hey, you can control this.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't go into space that often. I mostly just categorize animals.
Hang out on planets.
I'm so lazy though. I will park at like a knowledge stone or a base or something like that, and then I'll leave, get in my spaceship, and just fly to the next one. Like I'll fly like minute distances, just because I don't want to have to do any walking. Like I know it's all real time and stuff like that, but my god, I'd be the laziest astronaut ever.
Yeah.
And just be like, I'd get...
Well, you'll be happy at the newest update that's coming out.
Oh, yeah?
They're adding bases and things, I believe.
I've heard this, yeah.
I should probably look at the patch notes sometime.
They said bases and, what is it? They're big, the really big ships as well, didn't they? You could go inside them or something.
Mm-hmm.
I technically did go inside one. I glitched inside one and basically every time I tried to boost, I was taking damage. I was just stuck in it for a while.
Makes sense, you were running into things.
Yeah, that was something. I don't have great experience with space. I always seem to get stuck.
Oh, Jamie.
It's basically like, how would you describe your astronaut...
What an interesting life you lead.
How would you describe your experience with space travel? I got stuck a lot.
I don't know where I am. I didn't know how to stop it. You pulled the lever down! Yeah, well, by the way, can you send someone out to the edge of the universe?
Could you send someone out to the edge of the universe with food, water, and, probably...
And maybe an internet point?
And fuel, internet, a phone charger. And could someone tell me what Donald Trump said on Twitter now?
Yeah. Could also someone like my tweet?
Yeah. And also, is there any Pokemon out here?
By the way, I found something called a Deoxys. What do I do with this? Yeah.
I found the first legendary Pokemon. It's just chilling in space with me.
Oh, what? You mean in the game? No, I mean the real one. We're just here.
It turns out Pokemon are real. They just live in space.
Or at least the Deoxys does. It told me it's got a master plan to ruin the world. Could someone explain?
It's got a probe. I didn't know Pokemon did this. It's trying to put me in a ball.
Oh, no, no! Last post sent 6 months ago. Post sent 3 months later. Guys, how do boys give birth?
guys, I'm giving birth in 3 months' time. Please send help. Send a mid...
I think it's a mew.
Send a space midwife.
Yeah. Space midwife arrives, it's mew 3. I didn't know you were real. That's the idea.
That's funny.
Look at us. We're a couple of, like, terrible people making jokes.
A couple of terrible people with real fears. I'm scared of space and being probed by Pokemon.
Well, speaking of real fears, I have one that I've never mentioned before.
Ooh. Is it not getting trophies?
No, it's, I have a fear of speed bumps.
Oh, as in the things you drive over?
Yeah. I've seen some very nasty crashes because of speed bumps, and so I'm rather afraid of them.
True. You'd hate where I live, then. I have to go over 2 speed bumps every morning.
Yeah. I would hate that. But it's alright, because I'm slowly getting over it.
Hmm. That's good, because... They're about a bit.
Like, Jamie, should I signal the plane to fly a bit lower there?
It's funny.
I have a fear of speed bumps, and I'm slowly getting over it. Now we
get it. God damn. I can't believe I missed that. I just... God damn.
We are rather absurd. So, have you been keeping track of any of the Olympics, since that seems to be when you took your vacation, was halfway through it?
I think I basically went away the day the internet... Not the day the internet started, the day the day the Olympics started. And...
Mm-hmm.
I've been keeping track in the way that I've just... Occasionally, like, I'd wake up early on in the morning before anyone else, and I would just, like, turn on the recap. I'd just sit there, watch it, and eat my breakfast. But besides that, I watched a lot of swimming, and that's about it.
Yeah. You know...
I saw that Usain Bolt did his thing.
I've never seen... Yeah, Usain Bolt, of course, eliminated the world.
Yeah.
He outran everybody
but
else.
But he didn't.
And then... But in swimming, though...
Oh, did he go...
Katie Ledecker, jeez...
The, what was her, what was she? The Hungarian, wasn't she?
She was a U.S. female swimmer.
Oh.
And she beat everybody else by at least 4 or 5 seconds in swimming. When she finished, Jamie, you couldn't see anyone else on the swimming.
That's amazing.
They were still that far behind. And in swimming, it's usually like a neck and neck thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't this year. Because Michael Phelps beat everyone, and I was like, okay, you know, that's pretty... I can see that coming. It's Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, what he does.
He wins more gold medals and more small trophies. Yeah. But then Katie Ledecker came and blew away her competition by even more than he did.
Damn. Yeah,
I almost felt bad.
Yes.
And then I remembered I was American, and then I felt good.
And then you cheered.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching part of the Olympics, and it was like the Olympic recap, so it's like they show footage from the recap, the Olympics, and they go to like a table of just people talking about it, like giving all the news, giving all the gossip, because that's how it works. And at one point they were talking about the Olympic mascot, and one of the guys was like, considering the way the world is right now, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Pokemon. And I was sitting there, I was watching it, and I was with a friend who has got really... is the only one, like, of, like, my circle of friends who's not into the Pokemon Go stuff. And the minute that happened, she just put both hands in her head and just sighed.
Oh, she's outside the system. I see.
It's a system that already was an outsider system, but Pokemon Go's really, like, opened it up to all kinds of people. My dad plays it.
It's opened up to how outside the system, really.
Yeah. That was kind of fun.
See, all three of my sisters play it. A couple of my cousins and uncles and nieces and a lot of my family plays it. My grandmother, I think, almost plays this. My parents refuse, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. I think it's for them. It's like the same reason your friend won't. It's some base I won't do it thing. Even though it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Become the system.
My favorite thing about it is all these people who were like, it's a fad. It'll die out like everything else. It's really not going to die out. Like, because even when it starts to go, they'll just be like, here's Generation 2, and everyone will be like, yay. Literally all they need to do...
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going
to
do.
Yeah. And they've got so much they can do with it. Like, I look forward to the point where they get to the point where they start incorporating Mega Evolutions and stuff like that. I want to see how they would do that kind of stuff.
Well.
Yeah, probably. This is the same thing I'm going to say for both Pokemon Go and No Man's Sky. Is neither of them are finished games, but they're just enough to be good at this time.
They're just enough to taunt the imagination.
They're just enough to get you interested and keep you sort of interested.
To do the thing. Yeah, to do their job.
And that's all you kind of need in this situation is... Because, you know, you get a mixture...
Interest.
You get the games that come out, and they're basically that, and you play the whole game, start to finish, you're like, that was a good game. But that's kind of it. You're done with it. And then you get the games... Well, you'll play what's to offer, and then it'll get more, they'll put more into it, and by the end of it, there's more of those type of games than there is of the game that launches, you know, fully at start. And mm-hmm. Those are the games...
Which is rather strange.
It is, I'll give it that.
Game development has changed a lot since back in the day.
I'll give it that. Game development has changed. It's not a bad thing. The fact that we're getting, like...
I don't know. I guess it depends, really.
Like, I'm not... Like, I bought No Man's Sky now. It's... In all honesty, the price that it is and the amount that's to offer, it's probably should... If it was a full game and this was all it was, probably a bit overpriced, but you're buying it with the guarantee that there's more
They've
to
come. Said that... Yeah, and they have said they're putting more into it. I feel like maybe they should have maybe lowered the price a bit, and then maybe just made one or two giant expansion packs.
Yeah,
because I would have paid for those. But either way, on a technical scale, No Man's Sky is breathtaking.
It's very well done
made
for
by
such
less
a small
than
team.
20 people.
Yeah,
yeah. Even with what's only in it for 20 people, that is phenomenal. Just a pure now.
And you've got to imagine as well, like, the computers that... The systems they've got in place just to make stuff on its own. Like, every time you go to a planet, it, like, creates stuff for that planet and all that. Like, you see, like I could see, like, how they have it. Like, because I find trees, and they all look the same, but they're slightly different, and that makes them different. And then you find things like, and then you see things like animals. You see like animals that are slightly different each, and that's enough that makes them different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing system where it just sort of has the setup, like it has what's in place to, like, this person's going to a planet. And then it creates all this detail about the planet. It creates an atmosphere. It creates animals. It creates biomes. It creates all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes sure that this stuff is not... Like, these exact models aren't going to show up again on another world. Like, every time you go on a planet, everything around you is built just for you. And no one else... And there's a possibility that no one else will ever encounter this...
Well, the fact is, it's yours.
Basically. And you get an option to name it. And, like, that's... When you think about what that is...
I love naming things. I need to go back and... I need to start naming animals. Because I haven't been so far.
Yeah. When you think about the fact that your name is Sank, and then there's a possibility that in, like, 20 years, some guy will come across your planet, and he'll be like... And he'll encounter the things that you named, and the things that you saw. That...
I had a terrible thing happen in that game, actually, involving naming. I went to name a planet, and I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Oh, you pressed square instead of triangle?
Yep.
That's annoying.
And so now I have a planet with its regular name, along with a bunch of things which definitely do not have their regular names.
That's gonna suck.
It does. And the thing is, after you've uploaded it, you can't rename it. I would like, if they could add in a feature to change that to where you can just rename something once... That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. Or, like, I imagine when you get to bases, there'll be, like, a much more of a management thing where you can manage the stuff that you've done that kind of stuff too, maybe. Like, maybe there'll,
yes.
Maybe in your base there'll be a computer where you can go into details and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I could use that. Especially after what happened to me.
You know what most people, you know what most people can do with?
What?
More inventory.
I actually never had a problem with that, because I'm still using the base ships. I only have 16 slots, and only five or six store slots. But if you explore the planets and go to the different waypoints, you'll find spots where you can upgrade your player's inventory. I have 27 slots. I have never run out of space.
I found drop pods with exosuit upgrades. But
those.
Yeah.
Those. They're on every planet.
Yeah.
So I have so many checkpoints, it's absurd. Like I said, 27 of them.
Yeah. That's the great thing. Like, you can just... It's a full planet. You can walk around a full planet, and there's things like in every corner. And then you can find a good old Gek, or a good old, whatever the other ones are called. Because I haven't encountered anything else.
It's a lonely world where Jamie goes.
It's full of Gek.
Those darn Geks.
I'm friends with the Gek, though. I had no 50 words in Gek.
Wow, that's quite a few.
I'm very proud of that. Although I got like 6 from a school teacher or something. Like, I met a Gek school teacher and it was like, taught me 6 words.
You see, I was with one type of people for a while there too. The Viking.
Yeah. I think if you travel further, then you'll encounter more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder how many alien species actually are, you know, like those kind of aliens there are. Maybe there's a set that nobody's met yet.
I think there might be 3, like, languages right now. Maybe more. I don't know.
They could easily just add a new species whenever they need to.
That's true. That's why I think they'll do that too. Like, by the way, guys, we added 12 new galaxies.
6 new aliens.
Go kill things.
You can now have spaceships, there's now more stuff. There's now a Death Star.
You can now fly the universe in a Death Star. See that guy's planet? Oh, he named it Bupkis? Well, guess whose planet's gonna be lost now? Guess what's gonna happen to Bupkis?
You can now do what Doctor Who did and move galaxies with a TARDIS.
Yep.
The only thing I want, though, is I want to travel the spaces with you, Dave.
That'd be fun.
Hopefully one day. I mean...
One day...
I mean, you said this, and I full-on agree and believe the same. I think, at the moment, there isn't a character model for your character.
Yeah. That's why you can see each other, can't see each other, but can interact. There's no character models.
Yeah. Because literally, there's just a gun. That's the only thing that you ever see of yours. It's just this gun that pops up occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe, unless you are the gun. Maybe you're just a flying gun.
Maybe you're sentient gas.
Maybe.
That's what I think. You're sentient gas.
I wonder as well, like, what even are you? Are you just a human traveling the world? Are you a Gek?
I think you're meant to be human, yes. You're a human.
Is Earth somewhere then?
Possibly. Maybe there's like it was like Star Trek Voyager. You got warped somewhere else. And now you're just trying to find your way back. That's what's at the center of the universe. It's not necessarily the center of the universe. It's where home is.
Somewhere out there is Earth. I like the idea of everyone's quest being the exact same thing, and it's just basically get to Earth.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's get home.
I mean, the thing about the game is there is, like, missions, but they're very subtle with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, like, like, if you don't full on pay attention to what characters say to you, you're basically going to be unsure, because I'm meant to be looking for these two Gek called Arno and something, but I don't know where they are, like, because they don't tell you anything. The game basically just says, they're somewhere, why don't you go find them? And it's like, yeah. Okay. But yeah.
I have noticed that every time I get to a new system, I've gotten a new quest. It's just that I refuse to leave the system until I've named everything and looked around.
Yeah.
So that's why the storyline seems to take so slow, is because it's like at every new system you go to, that's when it develops. But people are like, no, I'm going to stay and see all these planets.
Yeah. So I land on a planet and it'll basically say to me, why don't you walk to another galaxy? I'm like, I just got here.
No, I want to explore a galaxy. Oh.
It's like if you went to someone's house and they were like, why don't you leave? I'm like, that's pretty rude. I just want somewhere to be. I want a stable home, Dave.
I just want to be loved.
I just want to be stabilized. So. I wonder.
We're all looking to be loved.
It'd be pretty cool if, like, you made it to a place where there's other people like you. There's, like, a hub. Like in Destiny, like, you've got the tower.
And that's, you see humans.
The very center is the tower. But it's, like,
maybe that's where space stations will be.
Maybe. I hope so. I would...
Maybe you'll be able to set something up there.
I would like to be able to connect. I'd also... I wouldn't mind if the way they did it was... They had, like, you know, the story mode or the single player where it is what it is, and there's still the multiplayer elements, like naming galaxies. But then, if they made, like, a multiplayer mode where you could travel with friends or something, like it's... Or, like, you just have, like, a small, like, galaxy that all your friends can travel to at once, or you can interact... Like, there's a...
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the normal one, and then there's, like, the social galaxy or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, maybe if you go to a space station, you go to a certain place, and it'll just be, like, warping you to the social.
I think, though, that we'll be forced to make those ourselves.
I hope so. I generally just want at some point to just, like, explore with people, because I feel like that makes exploring. Exploring is a lot more fun when you're with people.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if they do that, they'll make, like, ships where you can all be in together.
Maybe. We can do this, Jamie.
I just want the ship to be warped, just zooming off, and then just to get off the seat and then just start talking to you guys. Just be like, are we going to get there soon? Probably. Does anyone know what the brakes are? And then we're like putting over, and then we're like, should we stop at that space station?
I'm sitting in the space station waiting for you to show up, and I see something zoom by. It's like, Jamie, you missed it again, didn't you? I can't pull the lever down!
I'm coming round!
Excuse me, guys. I gotta go save him from crashing into the sun or something. We see a supernova. Dang it, Jamie! Steer!
You look out the window and you just see a moon. And then you just look to the left and you just see, like, parts of the moon. You're like, did you just crash into the moon? I'm like, no.
Technically, I went through the moon. Jamie!
The moon moved into me. That's not how moons work.
I like that. The moon moved into me.
It was a fast moon. You see, like, there's a planet with a ring, and there's just gaps in the ring where I've gone in and out of it. I've weaved in and out of a ring, of a planetary ring. What did you do to Saturn? Nothing. Is that...
Don't you lie to me, Jamie. I swear it wasn't my fault.
Do those kind of planets exist? Planets with rings?
What do you mean? Saturn? Oh, you mean in the game? Yeah. Probably. I think I may have seen one.
Oh, good. I'm wondering. I haven't kind of, like...
I mean, it's hard to tell when you're going in phase drive speed at a planet.
Yeah. So far...
From, like, not so far away.
Yeah. So far, the only the planets I encounter are really cold planets.
I've seen quite a variety of planets. Although I've noticed, I seem to have the bad luck of running into more inhospitable planets and than hospitable planets.
Oh, yeah. I did land on one planet where...
I think I've only been on, like, two or three where it wasn't actively trying to kill me.
Yeah. I did land on a moon where it was just completely barren. Like, there was no fauna, there was no... There was no plants, there was no animals, there was no buildings. Like, everything was just barren. And I was just thinking to myself, I really wish you could build bases, because I would actually build my base here. I would love for, like, in the future, for someone to fly to this random planet and be like, who the hell built a base here? I'd be like the old person where I'd just be like screaming at people to get off my lawn. And they're like, what's your lawn? The whole planet's my lawn.
It's just, I own this place.
I just got like a shotgun and I'm just living in a little shack. I'm like, why'd you live here?
Yeah.
No tourists.
You could build a space base. I like this better. It describes me.
I look up into space and like, I had bad experiences up there, never going back.
You just didn't know how to use the brake button, that's different. It's dangerous out there.
Don't you miss your family? Yeah, they're probably dead now.
They want me to marry a Welsh girl.
It's been 4 days. Yeah, it feels longer on this planet. Days are a different thing here.
No, they're not.
You have any?
Stop making excuses. I like excuses.
I'm just going to sit here and wait for winter. It's not going to be winter. The sun's always going to be in the same place. It doesn't get colder. Damn.
This planet doesn't orbit.
Damn heat.
This planet doesn't rotate. Yeah.
Well, then I'll stay until the moon comes up. There isn't a moon. This is a moon.
Exactly.
This is a moon orbiting nothing. It's just drifting by itself. It's like just the way I like it. Thank you very much. It's my planet.
Yeah.
My moon.
Yeah, this isn't even a planet. It's an asteroid. I know a planet when I see one.
Oh, I just realized what I'm going to do. You know how I've got that thing in Smite where I like to call characters by the wrong names? And it annoys you.
You mean that thing you do in Everything, like Jake?
Yeah. I'm going to start naming planets. I'm going to name a planet Big Moon. And a planet. I'm going to name Moon.
Name a moon Small Planet.
Or a big asteroid.
Have you been to a moon yet?
I have, yes. Okay. In my first galaxy, I named the galaxy Dabar. I named the planet Autumn. And I named the moon Fall.
Nice.
I'm
still looking for a galaxy to name Dabar because I wanted to have enough room for all the admins' names.
Yeah.
The biggest system I've seen so far is six celestial bodies.
Nice. You know what happened is you arrive on a planet with enough planets. You're arriving in a galaxy with enough planets, and then just as you get
and
there,
I'll misname one. Yeah.
You start naming them, and then all of a sudden someone will show up and be like, "This one's no longer a planet; it's now a dwarf planet. It no longer counts." It was like, God damn it.
No, you can name moons.
No, I was making a joke about Pluto. Just, they'd have another Pluto thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I just, did that happen in America? Did Pluto become a moon? Or a dwarf planet?
Pluto counts as a dwarf planet.
Why can't they?
But the thing is, you can still name moons and dwarf planets.
I know.
In No Man's Sky is what I'm saying.
I was just thinking.
So your logic doesn't work.
Yeah, but who'd be the little planet? Who would you name the small planet?
Oh, probably, I don't know. Maybe you, because you were George.
Okay. I feel like you'd just land on a planet, and if you found a wolf, you'd be like, okay, this is George's planet.
Because you're one of the shortest people on our team.
Am I?
You're one of the youngest people in the bar. Yeah, you're one of the youngest.
I don't know if I'm short. I'm 6 foot.
No, I what I meant to say was that George is one of the shortest. But you're still one of the,
I'm youngest.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the youngest.
So that's about how it works.
I enjoy being the youngest.
You enjoy being the baby?
Yep. Do you know, in 3 days, I will legally be allowed to drink in America.
Oh, you'll be turning 21. Nice. Congratulations.
That's literally what I'm going to do on my birthday. I'm just going to do a tweet being like, America, I can drink in you. I will come to you now.
I will... rephrasing.
Rephrasing what?
Think about how you said that.
America, I'm old enough. I will drink in you. I will come to you now. Oh. I'm not going to have sex with America, Dave. That'd be gross.
Especially since I live here.
I'm kind of happy with that, because now I'm basically done. I'm basically...
Is that so?
Yeah, I feel like there's no more accomplishments with age. I'm not gonna... Like, there's no more age unlockables. I know I'm no longer gonna unlock anything related to age.
Well, there's always when you hit 65.
Yeah, that's a bit of a grind, though.
You don't have a choice. You're stuck here with this.
I'm
not letting you leave early.
I know. When I'm going to have kids, I'm going to refer to age as leveling up. And every time they level up, I'm going to have certain unlockables for them.
Oh, that's so you mean like a birthday present?
Yeah. I'll be like, congratulations, you've reached level 1. Here's 5 gold coins.
And you could give him some of the gold chocolate coins.
Congratulations, you're level 10. Here's your achievement. Is this all I get this year? Yes. You know, really, my kids will look at me and they're like, you know, this joke stopped being funny 6 years ago. You mean six levels ago?
I'm 30 now. You still think it's funny?
They reach 30. I'm like, congratulations, you've unlocked wife. They're like, what? Meet this woman.
Like, you say that at their wedding, you're like, Dad, come on.
I won't do that at a wedding. I'm just going to walk around and hand people like envelopes with achievements. Congratulations, you've won the achievement, attend my son's wedding.
Quest, no, that's a quest. You say it like, quest started. Attend wedding. Step 1, get clothes.
And then at his wedding, I just hand him a second achievement. It's like, do you accept this quest? He's like, what is it? It's like, have baby. Or you can go for the secret quest and have twins. And he's like, Dad, I don't want twins. You'll have twins for the gamer score.
Trust me, everyone says they're not sure they want twins. They end up with them.
I feel like in this day and age, you should be able to like choose if you have twins.
No, because it's a genetic... it's not even genetically supposed to happen. It's like it just does.
So twins just happen.
Yeah, it's something to do with, like, the embryo splits wrong. It actually is where something kind of goes wrong. The embryo isn't supposed to split, but it's not a dangerous one like it usually would have been.
Yeah. I once saw, like, a picture, and it was, like, two babies. One of them was wearing, like, a t-shirt that said, I was planned, and the other one was wearing a t-shirt saying, I wasn't.
Were they twins?
Actually, yeah.
Because otherwise that could be really sad.
It's like, one of them was 15, the other one was 9.
Well, I don't know.
It was a school.
You didn't tell me that in the picture.
It was a school picture. That was what they wore for their school picture. That'd be so evil. I love it.
Just a little.
See, I feel like while you, Griever, and George are Team Dad Jokes, I'm just Team Future Evil Dad.
Oh, no one said Dad Jokes can be evil.
Yeah, but the sad thing will be, everything I do won't be a joke.
Okay, now you got it, me and Doc.
Yeah. But, you know. I don't actually know. I just said that. Anyway, speaking of things that made it dark, Suicide Squad came out during these 2 weeks.
Yeah, and its reviews were not bright.
It came out.
It does not have a bright future, apparently.
Yeah. Basically, there's a series. I've seen the movie, and basically.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. And basically, in one word.
What do you think?
I basically say the editing is the exact same as Batman v Superman, and that's a bad thing. For some reason, DC movies, their editing is just so, like...
bad.
It's just so off, and just so... The problem is they film, like, so many scenes But you feel like they just film scenes because they're like, oh, this will look cool, this will look cool. Like, how about a scene where all the Suicide Squad's in a bar? Yeah, let's film it. Where should we put it in the movie? Yeah, we'll just push it in here. Like, they film so much, they cut... Basically, they make, like, six-hour movies in, like, chunks of just short... They make short films. They make enough short films to make a six-hour movie. And then the six-hour movie, they cut down to three and put it in the complete wrong order.
Yeah, I see.
And that's annoying. And it gets even more annoying when parts of the movie that feel... when the focus is on the wrong points. Like, basically, I'm not going to spoil who the villain is, even though it has been said, but still, people don't know. But the villain is mentioned to be an ancient being, like a god or something like that. But there's never like a flashback to
show... It's Apocalypse!
But there's never a flashback to show you what that ancient being is. There's nothing to show you what it used to be, what its plans are. It basically just says, they don't worship us anymore, we should kill them. That's its goal. It's because...
Is it Zeus?
No. It's just a character. And it's the character...
Tell it to me and I'll bleep it out, because okay. I'm really curious now, but I don't care enough to see it.
It's a...
Who the fuck is that?
That's the thing. That's what most people feel like. It's a character that was a... It's a character that a person goes into a place, she touches a thing, like an idol, and then the... So then... Like she... Ancient Evil One stronger. So yeah, that happens.
Of course.
As it does. And then Amanda Waller... is basically being a bit of a dick with... Like, she's like... It's basically what she says. So, obviously, the ancient thing gets pissed off for being... So, starts making an army.
As most people would be.
And then... Because of the whole army thing... That's why they have to make the Suicide Squad... Because, you know, Batman's about, but he can't be bothered to help. Wonder Woman's about, she don't want to do anything. The Flash exists, but nah. Aquaman's in a pool of water, probably having a swim. None of those people think to come out and go, look, this whole town's been attacked by ancient evil zombies. Like, nope, we won't fight that. We'll just let these criminals do it.
Seems legit.
Yeah. But then... So yeah, basically that's it. It's a character that not many people know, evidenced by your reaction to me saying the character's name.
And I thought you were going to say something. I was going to go like, oh.
You thought I was going to be like...
Then you said something. And first thing I thought was, isn't that a Marvel character?
That's the thing. It is a Marvel character. And they're very similar characters. They're both like witches, basically. Except one's, you know, Asgardian god, and the other one's unspecified ancient being. So basically that happens. And the thing is you've got these ancient zombie things, and you think they're going to be quite powerful, they're going to be tough, they're going to be scary. But no, they just die from gunshots, because most of the Suicide Squad are just normal people. They have to be weak for Harley Quinn and Deadshot and Captain Boomerang to do things to them. So why make them out? So why are they this bigger threat? If literally they could just send in the military and they could do the exact same thing.
No, that's a very valid point there.
Yeah. It's like they make...
Because even in a world where Batman exists and does all sorts of crazy things, if they're just using regular bullets, then... Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just... basically just send a couple of police officers out there. Well, they probably will die, but at least they'll probably kill them.
Wow. Now that was dark. Maybe that was why they chose the Suicide Squad, so that they could die.
Probably, but...
And that way they won't have to worry about it.
And that... The thing is, the whole zombie thing, that wasn't even their original mission. Their original mission is just to... Like, just to evacuate Amanda Waller. Like, she's in trouble. she's in the heart of the attack, and they just need to get her out. So, you know, when you're in trouble, when you need help, you don't call bodyguards, you call 8 criminals to come get you. With bombs in their necks,
oh, yeah, I don't know what you do.
Who hate you. And, you know. And, of course, they did the typical Suicide Squad thing, where they had to show that the reason they're called Suicide Squad is because they're expendable by having one of them show up and die. By basically showing up and die. The character doesn't even get an intro. He just shows up. He's just there. And then he just tries to run away and dies. That's not even basically a spoiler. Because pretty much anyone predicted that this character was going to die. Because basically, when you look at all the characters and you look at the actors playing them. And then you just got this random guy like, hey, I'm part of the Suicide Squad. What do you do? My guy uses ropes. It's like, yeah, you're going to be a big part of this team. Can't wait to see you in the sequel. Nope, dead. But then, my god. But then the whole time you got this, you got Joker trying to rescue Harley Quinn because he loves her. Which...
What?
Yeah, that's my thing. I feel like the Joker wouldn't put effort into rescuing Harley Quinn. I feel like he would just expect her to come back at some point.
Yeah.
But basically, he does this whole thing. He breaks into the facility where they make the bombs to try and figure out how to deactivate the bombs. He then attacks in a helicopter to try and rescue her. And then, when his helicopter gets blown up and is about to crash, he pushes her out to safety and sacrifices himself for her. Now...
That's definitely a new take on the Joker.
That's basically... And then you get this bit where Harley Quinn makes out that all she really wants is to be married to the Joker and have a family and to be all loved up.
Now that is actually true. She views it as an honest relationship.
Yeah. But then you see like a flashback out of it. And the problem with the flashback is you get to see what she believes the Joker would be like. And I'd prefer...
Trust me, her opinion of the Joker is not pretty much normal.
No, it wasn't this. He was just a typical man with black hair, wearing a suit, kissing a baby and going off to work. That was what she dreams the Joker
would
be like.
That is her typical...
Okay.
That is what she thinks the Joker is like, okay. Actually. No, that's correct.
Okay, good. I was a bit... Okay. So yeah, they basically... They kind of got Harley Quinn's personality right. But for the Joker... But they had to completely change the Joker so he'd work for this story. Like basically it's a gangster Joker who... Like, this one guy was like, would look at Harley Quinn, so he would just go up and shoot the guy in the head for looking at Harley Quinn. Like, if you watch the...
That kind of sounds like him, not because he likes her, but because he's jealous. He's a very jealous person.
But the thing with the Joker for me is if you watch the original animated series where Harley Quinn first appears, is most of the time... He's just like bored with her, really. Like
he keeps her around his special muscle. That's about it.
Like you imagine in his head, he wishes he could just lock her in a room when he doesn't want her. Like he probably has. He probably does try that. But she probably just gets out. But yeah.
Dang it! Stop escaping! I love you. Go away.
But yeah, and this version of the Joker is deeply in love with Harley Quinn and wants to be with her so much that he'll risk his life.
Alright, I mean, it's not how I would have done it, but whatever.
Yeah. And also only has 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, I heard that. He got bumped a lot out of it.
Especially because he was basically one of the characters they were full-on amping up in the trailers and stuff like that.
Yes, he got amped a lot in the trailers.
He has
nothing.
He has less screen time than Spider-Man does in Civil War. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, that definitely is strange then. Especially considering how much he's in the trailer. Yeah.
Basically, every trailer had, like, the end bit was basically the Joker doing something. And, like, to pump you up by, like...
In the trailer, like, Joker was 50% of the trailer.
Basically, yeah. But then, apparently not.
Well, and speaking of trailers, it's time for this trailer or podcast to end.
It's time to cut this podcast like DC cut the Joker.
Yep. So, good night, everybody. We hope you enjoy the podcast. And we'll talk to you again next time on the...
on the
next episode.
On the other side of the world. Good night.